Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. How many times have you seen it? A big name wrestler gets hacked. They're trying to sell PlayStations or something on their Twitter. They need that NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just for that, but all their sensitive files, their storyline information, their pitches, their private documents. You want NordVPN.com/Fightful to protect you when you're on the road or when you're at home. When you're at home, you can put it on your router. It protects everything. You can put it on your phone, laptop, desktop, PC. But on the road, whether you're at the hotel connecting to that Wi-Fi, the airport connecting to that Wi-Fi, the event center even, you want to have some protection for your devices, and NordVPN.com/Fightful does that. In addition, you shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi, secure every device you own, and add extra layers of security to your digital life, in addition to all the great features we tell you about all the time. They also have 24/7 support if you need that help. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. You're going to see him at AEW Double or Nothing, May 26th, Las Vegas. And on pay-per-view, we got Darby Allin. Darby, I spoke to you almost a year to the date, and something stuck out to me about what you said to me then. You said that you want kids to dress up as you for Halloween, and funny enough, a child came to my house dressed up as you for Halloween last year, and his parent was trying to explain to me who you were. And I was like, not only do I know who he is, check out this clip of him saying that he wants exactly this to happen. How was that last year? Did you get like a lot of pictures of kids dressing up as you and all that? And what does that mean to you personally?
Yeah, no, I did. It's awesome when I get to see those photos, because I remember being a kid and then just knowing how much someone, you know, like back in the day, my guys growing up were like Tony Hawk, Bam Margera, you know. So like the fact that you can impact someone's life and kind of literally change their lives it's awesome. It's nothing I take for granted. It's really cool that, you know, you have that impact and that reach. So, I'd love to just, you know, all it takes is one person to let somebody know that they're capable of anything they want to do in life. So it's if I have to be that guy, I'd be like, you look at me, I was a dishwasher, you know, working at the 99 cent store. Anything's possible, kid. It's like, cool, like, let's do it.
So I'm going to ask you the question you're going to get asked in every single media interview. How are you feeling? And when did you find out that you were going to be in this match?
Okay, so I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling horrible, but honestly, I was on a cross-country road trip with my dad and my mom because I was going to have my dad retire and finally move him into the house that I got him in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's a cross-country road trip, and we're driving, and we're halfway through the country, and we're in like Montana at this point. And then I hear that Eddie Kingston can't make it in the match, and I pull over, and I call Tony Khan, and I say, I don't know what it's going to take, but if I can get cleared from my doctors, my foot doctor and my nose doctor, to be in this match, can we make it happen? He's just like, yeah, absolutely. So I'm on this road trip, and I start in Seattle, and then and it's like I'm 12 hours into it at this point, and I flip a bitch and I start driving back to Seattle because that's where Dynamite was happening that Wednesday. So I'm driving 12 hours back the opposite way. No. I just came, and I'm like trying to get cleared, like why I'm going. And I'm like, I don't know. I literally, and then at the same time, I'm thinking like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? Like, enjoy your time off. Like, there's literally no rush, you know, like just move your parents in and enjoy your time off. And, but no, man, I felt so compelled to have to be there. It was weird. And so I drove 12 hours, got like literally no sleep, showed up, and then got clear right as I was getting in, like to the building. And I was still in my walking boot. And then that was the first day I took it off is when I got to Dynamite. So I was literally like coming right down to the wire to see like what the hell's going to happen. And I still don't know what's going to happen because I haven't bumped. I haven't ran the ropes. You know what I mean? Like I'm still like, I have a limp. My nose is killing me. And I literally, if I got medically cleared, I'm like, okay, cool. I don't have to do any of these tests. Let's just find out what happens Wednesday, Sunday at the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so it's like going in Sunday at Double or Nothing, Anarchy in the Arena, which Anarchy in the Arena is a psychotic match. So like to find out like how I'm feeling Sunday, it's going to be an interesting ride. But, you know, just the mental pain of sitting by and watching these shows and knowing I couldn't do anything to be a part of them was killing me. So if I have 1% chance to be there on Sunday, that's all I need. So it was coming down to the wire, and I was just like trying to think, hey, I could show up to Seattle and literally not be medically cleared. But we got it. I called my nose doctor in Atlanta and then my foot doctor in California, and everything was good to go. They told me, just be careful. And they don't know anything about wrestling, but if I showed them the clip of Anarchy in the Arena, they'd probably shit their pants.
So how far ahead of last week's Dynamite was that call that you made to Tony Khan? Because I had also heard, don't know if it's true, that you were kind of hidden away so word wouldn't leak that you were there to people like me, obviously. And it worked out. It was a huge surprise that you were there. But how far ahead of Dynamite do you even make that call?
Tuesday night.
Wow.
That's yeah, wild. Tuesday night. I was in Yellowstone National Park with my dad for 12 hours that day doing a tour. I was in there for 12 hours. And then I said, okay, I'm coming to Seattle. We're driving right now. And then so I got no sleep. Like I was up for like 24 hours, like doing this trip to get there. Because there was no flights out of Bozeman, Montana that would get me to Seattle in time. So I said, what do? You just drive it. So let's go. And I, you know, it was rough, but I got through it. And I literally was just like, you know, if anybody was surprised, that's reasonable because I was surprised. Because if you told me Tuesday morning I was going to be going to Seattle, I'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm Yellowstone National Park. Like just, you know, enjoying my time off. And then next thing I know, I'm like, all right, let's go. And that's the thing, is I'm so sporadic. Like I'll literally jump in a car and drive whatever to make something happen. So it was pretty crazy. Yeah. It was definitely crazy.
So you're known for obviously a lot of the physical things that you can pull off. Were there any bumps or spots or even stunts that were easier than you had anticipated? And you were like, man, that wasn't bad at all.
Glass in Sting's last match.
Really?
When I jumped off the ladder and went to the glass, the referee came up to me, Trevor, you good? I'm like, yeah, no, that was awesome. And then they're like, oh shit, you're not good. You have a hole in your side. I'm like, what? And like, I didn't know, like, I don't know, like right here, you see this like scar right here? It looks like an S.
Yes. Oh man, that's filthy.
Yeah, that's from the glass. But I didn't know. I felt fine. I literally felt fine. It was crazy. And then he's like, no, you got a hole in your side. And I just told him, I literally got like one more spot in this match. Like, I, you know, like, and we also had a plan B. If I told everybody in the match, like, there's a plan B if for whatever reason I cannot finish this match because of this stunt, we have a plan B for the finish. But no, I, you know, besides the hole in my side, I felt fine. Like I didn't know. I didn't know there was a hole in my side.
Are you able to disclose what that plan B was?
Literally just Sting winning the match by himself. It's like, okay. I believe it's like the TK driver setup. That's when I originally popped up and pushed off when the box through the table, and literally it was slip the TK driver, push the buck into the other buck. He flies through the table, sells back into this death drop, and then kick out, and then here we go, Scorpion. Like, and that's literally, it's literally like the same thing. It's just minus Darby Allin popping up from the dead.
It was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had watching pro wrestling, especially live. Like that was a thing. I had to be there for that. I had to witness that. And it's funny because like the spot looked so dangerous, but then when you did it, I was like, well, he landed as well as he possibly could have under those circumstances. Everything looked like it went as smoothly as possible under all those circumstances. Obviously there's no safe way to do that, but I mean, to the best of any human's ability, I felt like it was done.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Like, I just felt like I needed to do something because everybody's seen Darby go through so much.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Crazy shit. And then to know that, like, the whole premise of the match was Sting fighting this two-on-one battle. So you get the iconic Sting, no cells. You get him fighting from underneath. And I was like, well, I need to do something that's reasonable of why Darby Allin can't be in this match right now, because everybody's seen me do so much. And then that's like the only reason I was like, I need to do this. I need to do this. Like, so, it worked out. And, you know, at the end of the match, Sting came up to me. He's like, that's easily in the top three favorite matches of my whole entire career. And then that's all I could have asked for, is just to make sure that man's career ended with like the respect it deserved, and to make sure that he was happy about his life's work coming to an end. It was a very amazing night, and just, it was wild, man.
It was perfect. I grabbed the two water bottles that were at the press conference that he didn't drink out of, and I branded them as Sting's last water bottles. He's never drinking water again. It's never happening again. Have you talked to him much since then, or if at all, or are you kind of just, you know, giving him his space in retirement?
No, I talk to him every week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, everything's cool. Like, yeah, he's an awesome guy. I'm just so happy to see him like right off in the sunset, and then life after wrestling, you know, enjoy the time with his family and just, you know, live life. It's awesome to see. So, and live life in like one piece and not be just in chronic pain all the time.
It was great to see like his sons get so much notoriety, not just from that match, but like one of them was a game streamer. The other one I knew because he played football like 3 miles from my house in college. So like seeing them do that, because everybody always asks when they see his sons, they're like, oh, would they ever do it? How do you felt like they took to this situation? Like, it seemed like they were pretty well naturals at what they did.
Yeah. Steven, his son that played football, is actually staying at my house right now training to be a pro wrestler.
Really?
Yes. He's sleeping in a tent in my front yard.
I got chills. I got chills from that, man. Like, anytime people saw him, they were like, when's he wrestling?
Yeah, well, literally, he's never thought of it his whole life. And then just being there at Revolution, he caught whatever urge to train, and then I talked to him on the phone. I talked to Sting on the phone. I said, just come down. And I got a ring at my house and everything like that. So, he's there right now. It's interesting to see how someone will pick up things.
I love it, man. I love it. I asked you about any stunts or spots that were easier than expected. What's the worst one you ever took?
In the ring?
In the ring and out of the ring.
Well, you know, in the ring, it's so weird because, like, I feel like I've dodged so many bullets, but I, dude, like, literally, it sucks, and it wasn't even a big stunt, but breaking my foot.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a front flip off the top rope. I just, you know, Jay White's on the floor outside. I do the big front flip outside, and I just land on top of it, and it's literally been the first actual injury in the 5 years of AEW that I couldn't walk away from, that I needed to go to the hospital. So, like, and I, you know, I couldn't come back next week. So it's crazy because I've done so many gnarly things, and that of all things, you know, puts me out. So it's interesting, but it is what it is. You know, everybody said maybe that's a sign you shouldn't climb Mount Everest, but I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm climbing Mount Everest next year. Like, it's not a sign. I'm not, you know, I'm not, no. So, but that just sucked. That just sucked because I was supposed to go to Everest 2 weeks. And 2 weeks from that match, I was supposed to be on a plane to go to Everest. And just the timing, I was so ready for Everest and the timing of it all. Like, you know, so that's another reason I feel like I just need to get back in there. And the mental pain of just sitting at home and not being able to do shit has sucked.
Who's hit you the hardest in inside pro wrestling?
Man, I'd probably say Brody King.
Okay. He's one I've heard a couple times, actually.
Yeah, he's a legit bad dude. Like, you know, if you ever see any of his music, the hardcore, like God's Hate, yes, like the hardcore band he's in, like, that dude just doesn't pretend to be a badass. He's like, he's legit been in some brawls. Like, he's intense. But you know, I love him.
This has been a big free agent year in wrestling. You've told me how loyal you are to AEW. You even said, you're like, that probably doesn't help my leverage a lot. And he's like, but I love AEW. I want to stay here. Are you still there long-term? Like, I not asking you to put a date on it or anything, but how is that for you?
No, I'm here long-term. Yeah. Like it's not like I've, you know, have this crazy 8-year contract or anything, but I'm here long-term. But it's like, yeah, no, I'm having the time. I'm literally having the time of my life. And then everything I get to do outside of the ring and everything I get to do for my family and all these other projects, like this fall, I'm going to be directing my first full length film. And
oh, there's fantastic.
There's just so much stuff, man. Like I want to be the poster child to any wrestlers that have so much interest in hobbies outside of just wrestling, where you can work on things. And I feel like AEW gives me that platform. Because, man, you think about it, like, ain't no place they're going to let me go skate with Tony Hawk or climb Mount Everest or go to Nitro Circus and backflip a tricycle. Like, dude, like, come on, man. My life doesn't begin and end with wrestling. So, like, I feel like there's so much I need to do outside to be, like, fulfilled. And AEW gives me everything. So I have zero complaints. And it's so fun to be with a startup company. And if you're as good as you think you are, you can build this from the ground up. A lot of people feel like, oh man, I, you know, it's a safe bet if I go somewhere else that's established, that's been around for, you know, 40 years, 30 years, or, you know, whatever. But I feel like if you're as good as you think you are, you can build this house from the ground up. So get to work. So it's a, you know, just put your head down and bust your ass. Like, and I feel like I want to be one of those guys. And, you know, you go back to the kids dressing like me for Halloween and stuff. It's cool that, you know, you're able to do that with such a new company and, you know, like get so much eyes on it, and it's like fun, and it's just us ground level, just putting in the work.
As we wrap up, can you tell us more about the film that you're doing? That's very interesting.
Yes, no. it's not, you know, I always get this worry that, like, whenever a wrestler does something outside of wrestling, they have that stench of a wrestler doing something, you know,
stigma. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I want to just blow the doors down. I want to make a crazy, violent film where it's not like, oh, Darby was playing it safe. I want to offend people. I want, you know, like, I want to, like, literally just, like, fuck you. Like, you ain't fucking with my art, because I was in film school, and literally I was in film school, and we were making a movie, and the teacher told me, you cannot make movies like this. And I said, well, I'm over 18. Like, there should be no rules to, like, what your body of art, you know, should be restricted, especially when you're in film school of all places. So I told her I'm done. I dropped out. And then that's when I started training to be a pro wrestler. And this is like a full circle story to that. But it's just like, it's interesting, but I literally will not compromise for anybody. That's for wrestling. That's for filmmaking. That's for anything I do outside of the ring. And that goes back to AEW. Like Dave said, all right, Darby, you're onto something. Just do you. And I've been able to flourish so much within the 5 years of this company. And, it's awesome. Just let people be themselves. Some people need to be led, because not everybody has it within them. But the people that have it within them, if you can sense that they have it, just let them loose.
Did you have much input on the short films intros that would air before you and Sting's matches at pay-per-views?
I directed them. I did everything.
Wow.
It was literally me and my friend Max Yoder, who has nothing that he does. He doesn't work for AEW. He's just a freelance guy that films skate videos. And I was the one who came up with the concept of the movie theater and him watching his career. And I was there directing it. And me and Max Yoder, we directed it and we worked with I'm behind all of that. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's cool that AEW's like, all right, Darby, like, just do whatever you want. Like, all right, cool. So it goes beyond what you just see in the ring. It's like this overall presentation of, you know, the promos and everything like that. I'm so hands-on with everything.
We're looking forward to seeing what you do this Sunday, May 26th, Double or Nothing in Las Vegas and on pay-per-view. It's Team AEW versus Team Elite in Anarchy in the Arena. Darby Allin, it's always great to talk to you. Best of luck and stay safe is the formality that I got to say, but it's you.
Yeah, no, it's dude. I don't know. I literally have no idea what's going to happen when I get in that ring. And I'm kind of worried because, like, obviously you don't want to set back where, you know, you because at one point they told me my nose is jello. It was like jello.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, but we'll see. I got medical cleared. Let's rock. So
until next time, guys, we're out.